This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the MyPillow guy donates book proceeds to The Return. That story right after this short message.
Feeling stuck? At Liberty University, we know you've waited long enough to move forward. So we're making sure the resilient career you want is closer than you think. Choose from more than 450 degrees, 100% online, for one of the lowest tuition rates in the nation. We've kept it the same for 5 years and counting, and we'll give you college credit for your life experience so you can save time and money. Stop feeling stuck and start moving toward the future you want with a school you can trust. Learn more by texting degree to 49595. That's degree to 49595.
By now, you've probably heard of the 2 Chronicles 7:14 National Repentance Verse. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. This promise is being truly taken to heart all around the United States, and Christian leaders are calling for Christians to gather in Washington, D.C., September 26th, to corporately respond to the call to repent and turn back to God. From Franklin Graham to Jonathan Cahn and many others, leaders are calling for the body of Christ to respond in unity for repentance. It takes a lot of organization and finances to gather masses of people together like they are envisioning. Mike Lindell, who you might know as the MyPillow guy, has announced that he will donate the proceeds of his new book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, to the Return, National and Global Day of Prayer and Repentance. He desires to help deliver God's message of personal hope to addicts and raise support for the national gathering. Lindell says, "The Return is America's moment to unite together in prayer, asking God to forgive our nation of the sins we have all committed. Right now in our country, we can ask for healing and forgiveness as we have the biggest opportunity in history. We have addiction. With addiction, the addicts and the addicts' families are praying for their souls. They're open to hope. And where is their hope? The hope is in Jesus. We encourage people to attend the Return in person or online, but however people participate, prayer, repentance, hope, and healing will be sought after that night. And we know the only one who can bring someone from rebellion to redemption, from repentance to reformation." Lindell's Recovery Network has partnered up with The Return and has set up a special website to make a donation to the event. And as a thank you gift, he will send a copy of his book. That website is mike.thereturn.org. If you can't personally get to Washington, D.C. for the main event, there will be coordinated events throughout American cities, towns, churches, and homes. Many countries around the world will also be joining in the call for repentance. Leaders are declaring that this is a critical window of opportunity to repent and turn to God. You might not be able to donate the proceeds of your book to help like Mike is doing, but we all can do something. Check out thereturn.org for information and see how you, as an individual, can be part of unifying our nation and returning to God. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.